We get John Laser. It's brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. The voice of the Hokies joining us now, who you basically walked off the basketball floor last week and right onto the football practice field. As spring football is, what, 2 days, 3 days in Blacksburg?
Yeah, they're two practices in 3 days. They go every other day. So Tuesday they had their first practice, and yesterday they had their second. So, yeah, it's a little bit interesting with spring football, of course, because you feel like you're going from one season right to the other. But then we'll have a little break after that.
All right, I just got back from Vegas. I hit on a couple things, so I'm going to try to keep my good luck going. If I had to bet, the first thing that you looked at when you walked on the field, that would be quarterbacks?
Actually, it wasn't inadvertently. That was the first thing I intended to look at. Yeah, absolutely. But the fact that Tim Settle changed numbers to number 4, and he's now the largest single-digit number wearer I've ever seen in football history, was the first thing that caught my eye. But, yeah, quickly after that, I made my way down to the quarterback group.
Anything stand out? I know it's one or two practices in.
Yeah, Josh Jackson. I mean, a lot of people probably don't know what he looks like, to be honest, all that much in terms of his physical stature. But he looks like he's made that development that you would get in terms of being a true freshman and a redshirt freshman. And what I mean by that is the weight room. And he looks like he knows what he's doing, where he's going, where he's leading the offense. So I thought it looked like he was the leader in the clubhouse. And that's obviously what Justin Fuente and Brad Cornelison have been saying. I think at this point, there's so long to go with spring and then summer and fall camp, but right now, you know, I think he just looks like the most experienced leader in terms of that position right now on this team.
If you had to do a laundry list, let me say there's three things on the list of what you are most interested to see as spring practice will go on this month of April. What are the top three?
Well, you obviously need to figure out who the quarterback is and at what rhythm this offense is going to run and what system you're going to be fully running. Because you'll remember, Wes, I said this a number of times last year, I really don't think, despite the fact that you put up all those record-breaking numbers, that we saw the offense that Justin Fuente and Brad Cornelison really want to run, which is more of a slants and angles and shorter-type pattern offense. And I think we're going to see that this year because you don't have those explosive playmakers, or at least the experienced playmakers in Isaiah and Bucky. So I want to see who's going to emerge. Is it going to be a guy like Khalil Pimpleton, who I think is getting some good run early in spring practice here, or Dalton Keene, who's that H-back type position? So that's the first thing I'm looking at, how that right side of the line is going to hold up offensively, and who's going to be there for the Hokies would be number 2. And then who's going to be your free safety on the back end is going to be number 3. And I actually shouldn't say who. I think they're going to move Terrell Edmonds into that spot. But who's going to comprise the second two levels of that defense? Because I think you're going to be fine up front, despite what some other experts will say in terms of the losses in the middle of that defensive line. So I'd say playmakers, rhythm of the offense, 1, offensive line, 2, and the second two levels of the defense, 3.
John Laser will be back with us on Wednesday. We're going to go through spring practice, a lot more position battles in the ACC, where the quarterback race is a common theme. But I don't want to lose sight of this. We were talking earlier this week. You are part of a special initiative, something that you're teaming up with a member of the Virginia Tech football program, and you need a little help, so I'm going to give you the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm teaming up with Tech kicker Joey Sly and also our friend Tony P from the Richmond area and Union Bank and all the great people that comprise the LLS, that's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, on their Man of the Year campaign. And actually, it's not my campaign, it's Joey Sly's campaign. I just happen to be one of his team members. But obviously what we're looking to do there is raise funds for blood cancer research. And many people know the story of my father, who's struggling but succeeding right now in his battle with multiple myeloma. And a lot of that is due, or all of that is due, I should say, to the remarkable advances that they've made in the work that they're doing through the funding of that. And unfortunately, Joey's story when it pertains to blood cancers isn't nearly as happy, in that he lost his older brother AJ to leukemia when he was in high school. And the fact that he's made the commitment to do this while also a student athlete is fairly remarkable to me. So if you can just go to helpjoeykickcancer.com, the story is there. It's helpjoeykickcancer.com, and that'll flare you out to all the different ways that you can get involved. But for Hokie football fans that are planning on coming up for the spring game, I invite you to stick around to the next day, because Joey's actually hosting an event for his campaign at the indoor facility. You can tour that facility. We're going to have some Path Tech grades, all kinds of food and activities, and centered around Virginia Tech football, but also centered around being the be the match in terms of the marrow donor match that would have helped save his brother's life had someone matched. So all of that can boil down to helpjoeykickcancer.com, and all the information is there. But yeah, really proud to be a part of that, and really proud to have been asked by him, Wes, to be honest with you. And that initiative will bring us down to Richmond a few times as well over the next couple of months. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, if you didn't catch that website, we're going to put it up. We're going to put all the information up in the next break here at foxsportsrichmond.com. Just go to my page. Good job. Good work by you and by Joey. We'll dive more into the football next week. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, in closing today, I got to say congratulations to my man Mike Rhodes, even though the news of his hiring knocked me out of my Wednesday spot, man. I love Rhodesy. I think that's going to be great.
Attaboy. We'll let you go on that one. Thanks, Lays.
See you, buddy.
John Laser brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. For those who don't know, Lays spent some past couple of years not only as the voice of the Flying Squirrels, but did a lot of ECU basketball on TV as well.